on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
Huon Aquaculture has had people sniffing around for quite some time. We saw earlier in the year Twiggy Forrest, the man behind Fortescue Metals, buying a stake in Huon. But could the whole business be on the block at the moment? And what could that mean? Obviously, a huge part of the Tasmanian, well, one of our big ASX listed companies and a big part of life in Tasmania, a big employer. What could it mean if a foreign company buys it, or a private equity firm, or a super fund? Let's talk about it. Sam Baker is with Shadforth Financial and is a close watcher of this part of the Tasmanian business landscape. Sam Baker, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
And thank you for talking with us on Mornings. Are you expecting that there'll be a new owner of Huon soon?
Look, I think it is likely, potentially, with Huon Aquaculture around about a month ago saying they were granting due diligence to a number of parties that had shown some unsolicited interest in the company. So this is being undertaken at the moment. I think it's likely that, provided Peter and Francis Bender, who do own a majority share in the company, are happy with an offer that is made to them, potentially we could see a change of ownership of Huon Aquaculture.
And what do we mean by that? I mean, we've got Twiggy Forrest, for example, buying a larger stake in the business in recent times. There are other significant players with stakes in the business. Would this mean Peter and Francis Bender stepping away from Huon and someone else effectively taking it over lock, stock and barrel?
That would be very likely, I think, Leon. So Australian Super own around 12% of the company, and they've built that over the last 18 months. As you mentioned, Andrew Forrest owns around about 7%, but Peter and Francis do own 52% of the shares. If there was to be any transaction, that would mean that their majority shareholding would no longer be in place. It would probably likely be a full takeover of the company, and there are a number of potential suitors that are in play at the moment. It may well be one of those existing shareholders. It could well be private equity. We saw Pacific Equity Partners look at lobbing an offer at Tassal around about 6 or 7 years ago. And so they've got some experience in that space. And then obviously you've also got global food players, which may be looking to try and take control of Huon and increase their footprint perhaps into the aquaculture industry.
So Sam, if that happens, if it's an international player, will that sale potentially be subject to the Foreign Investment Review Board signing off on it?
Look, I think it will. Bellamy's, which was a Tasmanian listed company, had to have Foreign Investment Review Board approval, and Josh Frydenberg actually ticked off on that. I think this particular transaction is complicated further by the fact that there are aquacultural leases which are issued, as I understand it, by the Tasmanian government. So that would add another layer potentially of complexity. And also there are the competition issues as well. If one of Huon's potential competitors were to look to take control of the company, the ACCC would probably look at the transaction to make sure there wasn't any potential competition issues as well.
We've seen perhaps some sellers regret when it comes to Moonlake Investments, the Chinese company that bought the biggest dairy farm in Australia based in the northwest of Tasmania in recent times. Are you expecting that the FIRB, Foreign Investment Review Board, might take a tougher view on the sale of food assets to international players based on that experience?
Well, look, I think that certainly any Chinese interest would be looked at a bit more closely, but I suppose what they'll be trying to look at is to ensure that if there are assets that are key to Australia, that they are put in hands that can be trusted, I suppose. Basically, the aquaculture industry is largely out of Europe and New Zealand. So Sealord, which owns controlling interest in Petuna Seafoods, would be potentially an international look, someone that will be looking from an international perspective. It's whether or not perhaps the Australian government may see that more favourably than potentially a Chinese or other parts of the international market looking at Huon.
Transparency around the aquaculture industry in Tasmania is sometimes an issue. If a private equity player bought it and had fewer disclosure rules compared to a business that's listed on the ASX, what do you think that might mean for this in a Tasmanian context?
Well, I think it's a good point. There is no obligations to periodically report to the market if you're a private company. Obviously, ASX-listed companies need to report twice a year, and if there's any significant changes to their business, they will need to come out in between those announcements. What I would say is it probably hasn't scared too many people off at this point. We've had Australian Super, as I mentioned, build a 12% stake Andrew Forrest has recently bought a stake in the company. So potentially, if it does go private, some of that transparency will be taken away. It really depends on whose hands Huon ends up in as to how they may engage with perhaps a local community.
How much debt is Huon Aquaculture sitting on at the moment?
Yeah, they're holding around $120 million in debt, or about 43% gearing. And this is one of the significant reasons why we're probably going through this process at the moment. In the February reporting announcement, they did say they had been given some relief with their debt covenants to March 2022 from their lenders. But the balance sheet has been under pressure, and we saw that company raised capital around $60 million last year to alleviate debt. It could well be that there's a debt for equity swap as opposed to a full control of the company to be able to alleviate the balance sheet concerns. And that would probably lead to the Benders' 52% shareholding being diluted to some extent, and therefore, I suppose, having control of the company taken away from them.
How would you be listening to this story, Sam? And this is a really important part of it. How would you be listening to this story if you were one of their hundreds of employees around the state at the moment?
I suppose, look, the strength of the company is important. It's particularly around the balance sheet. So I think what the company is trying to do now is reduce their debt and potentially bring in a stakeholder investor or even a change of control of the company. It would really depend, I suppose, from an employee perspective on, as to who gains control of the company. And it is likely that, as I mentioned, if there is some restructuring to occur, that the company may be in a different form, perhaps within a number of weeks or months.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Sam Baker's our guest this morning. Sam, an analyst, looks at it closely from Shadforth Financial, talking about a possible sale of Huon Aquaculture at the moment. How significant do you think Richard Flanagan's book, Toxic, has been, if at all, in informing the views of any potential buyers?
You know, that's hard to tell at this point because obviously we don't know who these potential suitors are. The company hasn't stated who is interested. I would say that Andrew Forrest did purchase that 7% stake after the release of that book, so perhaps it didn't concern him, but it will be interesting to see whether or not it does impact the overall offer or the valuation of the company. The company is valued at around $300 million. It was worth a lot more than that pre-COVID, and it needs to be noted that the business has been under some operational pressure during the COVID period, but they did say at their June update that salmon prices in particular were strengthening back to pre-COVID levels.
So yeah, I mean, that is interesting. I read that report this morning, and then you think, well, wow, Victoria and New South Wales both back in lockdown, a significant market in New South Wales, and that could last for another couple of months. That'll have implications, you would think, for their bottom line.
Yeah, well, one of the issues Huon had was they do have a high reliance on the wholesale salmon market, and that is cafes, restaurants, catering and the like. And as you mentioned, they probably were basing this salmon price recovery on pre-COVID levels based on the lockdowns not being in place. What they needed to do last year was put a lot more of their sales volume into export markets, which are a lot more volatile, and the global salmon price had come under pressure. So if that wholesale market does start to deteriorate with lockdowns, which you probably think it may, it could well perhaps put some more pressure on that salmon price and the performance of Huon.
People feel a sense of parochial pride in having this salmon player owned locally by local people. Do you think people should be nervous that it might be national or international players that are taking over this business in terms of how they think about and do business in Tasmania into the future?
Yeah, well, look, one of the issues about being a listed company, Leon, is that your access to capital markets is therefore open to anyone. It could be an Australian, it could be international. And when the Benders did list the company around about 3 or 4 years ago, they were at the whim of capital markets. So whenever a company is listed, obviously then there is the ability for outside players to gain a stake in that company. And obviously that creates some uncertainty concerns for people that closely watch the ownership of businesses that are operated in Tasmania. But obviously we do have a range of businesses here that are owned both locally, nationally and internationally. And it really depends on, I suppose, the owner's conduct as to how things play out.
Appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Thanks, Leon.